be inhibitory, which means message won't go any farther, or they will fit in, they will turn the lock, so to speak, and we'll have a charging up as we saw in part three. So that would be excitatory, okay? Now, man-made drugs can act as inhibitory or excitatory. If you take cocaine, for example, it will go into these receptor sites here, and one of the things that cocaine is very good at doing, and we'll see that once we go through a little bit on the drugs, is it will stop uptake. You know, retake, you know, it's going to take that stuff up, that uptake stuff that happens, okay? That's going to stop. That reuptake area is going to stop. It's going to be slowed down, and the glial cells are going to be stopped, and it's actually going to promote more dopamine in that area, and we'll explain that later on. So man-made drugs, drugs that we take into our body, have chemicals that actually mimic the same type of chemicals that we have in our brain. Some things speed us up, and they're very excitatory. Some things slow us down, and they're inhibitory. For example, pain medication. Pain medication generally is inhibitory. It stops the pain message from coming through because it locks into the receptor sites. Like, and it doesn't turn the lock, and it won't let the pain message through. Okay? Once all of these things have been locked in here, we need to clean up the synapse. So we have the uptake phase times three. Recycling. Any of the unused neurotransmitters can be vacuumed back into the neurotransmitting sacs. They literally burst themselves. When they're stimulated by electricity, they pump out neurotransmitters. Once that area is filled, that is the synapse, is filled with them, and the body sees that, and they're in the receptor sites, it automatically reverses itself, and it acts like a vacuum to suck in unused ones. We're going to recycle them. This is the easiest one for students to remember when they're talking about reuptake, is the recycling part, because we recycle all the time.